Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Thursday, March 23rd. I'm Dave, here with Dan.
Hello, hello.
It's been a long time. I almost forgot how to do this.
I know.
Had to do a little testing with the microphones because we haven't been on the air in a while. And mainly because...
there's nothing going on.
Nothing going on except the NFL Hot Stove League, which we're going to be talking about today. Free agent moves in the NFL, along with some news and notes. And I have a fantasy girl. But you got questions, comments, concerns, always feel free to email us. CFF podcast.
Oh, that's right.
At hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at
strap1971 at yahoo.com.
We are in the man room in Hartford. We are doing this from Dan's house tonight.
That's right. Looks good down here, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It looks better than the Dr. Pepper man room, where I don't have any memorabilia hanging. I see the Reggie White. No, oh, no, it's the BJ Raji.
Teach me how to Raji.
Yeah. And who else is there?
That's James Jones.
That's James Jones.
Autograph.
You got all the good Packers here, huh?
Yep, I got
Where's
Brett?
The Aaron Rodgers?
I don't have any douchebags that aren't allowed in my man cave.
Douchebags not allowed. So, like I said, it's been a while. Have you been paying attention? I've been out there with the free agent market going on. I've been out there trying to make deals.
I know, and we made a deal.
Well, you and I made a deal. Now I'm just trying to work on Child Please from the Podcast Fan League. I rescinded my offer and sent them a new one. You want to hear it?
I do want to hear it. I want to make sure you did it right this time.
Okay, so this is what I offered them. I'm asking for Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Miller. Now, this is a dynasty league.
Yep.
So Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Miller, I am giving him the number one overall pick, which I worked very hard to get.
Yes, you did.
And I am giving him...
sucking.
I am giving him the pick that you just traded me, the number one and the number eight pick overall for those two players.
Ooh.
What do you think? Is he going to do it?
He'd be crazy not to.
No? Yeah. That will still leave me with the number three overall pick in the first round. So until I make this deal, I have three picks in the first round.
So if you make this deal, then what we talked about the other day, if you get the deal done, then I have to be worried about your team.
You should be worried about my team anyway.
But if you don't make
it, making bacon is back this year. We're looking championship.
With Dalvin Cook?
Only if I make the make the move. Because I have Martavis Bryant.
That's right. That's right. I forgot that's who I need to be worried about.
The guy that I bet my season on. So, got that. And then I have some updates because, you know, it's March, which means August is now even closer. And that means the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League draft
is coming up
in August. It'll be August 19th. So for everybody out there that says they never know when the draft is, August 19th. It's on the website, mycffl.com. The front page, the Fantasy Draft 25 logo is right there with the date and time.
I got my vacation days already put in.
Because it is Fantasy Draft 25, we are going to Vegas.
That's right.
And we had mentioned it on the last podcast, right?
Yes, we did.
That we're driving out there, and if anybody wants to come with us, let us know.
We do have room for sure for one, right?
We have room for, well, maybe not now.
That's why I said
you and I are driving out there. From what I'm learning,
we might have passengers on the way.
We
back.
Might have passengers, double, two. And one of them isn't even a member of the league. They're just a dedicated subscriber to the podcast
that's going
out to Vegas for our draft.
And we don't need to mention that he also
kicked our ass and beat the hosts?
Yeah.
Well, that's just a side.
Okay.
Little side thing, but
so is this gonna be something we're gonna hear all weekend if he ends up going to
the? Oh, well, he doesn't talk much. He'll be sleeping most of the time. Okay. He's an old man.
Okay.
He's he's the guy that made the pimento cheese for us.
Yep, and it was very good.
So, yeah. So,
are you testing him right now to see if he's actually a dedicated listener?
Oh no, because you know I put out the teaser last night, and he said, "Oh, are you gonna be able to get that on the?" On the website by tonight? And I said, yes, it doesn't take that long. This isn't like the olden days. Everything's computerized. So he will, he already went looking for plane tickets out there for him and the other team that usually goes out there, Brian with the Tulsa Tornadoes.
Yep.
So Brian for sure. I bet you Justin and his wife will be out there. That's
five.
Your brother.
And his
brother-in-law, so that's seven. That's a no.
So what about your friend Brad?
I don't know. I think it all depends on the date. You know,
does it all depend on if he trades?
Well, because if he makes a deal, he's got to make a deal with Aaron Rodgers. He's got to trade him away. But it all depends because I know he always tries to make it around State Fair,
right?
In Wisconsin.
Oh, that's right.
Vegas, you know,
Vegas is so much better than State Fair.
Well, I know, but if he usually comes up to Wisconsin if State Fair is running during the draft, and then he shows up at the draft in person. But I don't know about Vegas, but so maybe eight out of the 14, which would be good, right?
That'd be awesome.
So, we'll see.
Best turnout we've ever had.
Yeah, except for the very first time we did this. Remember we had like six?
Eight is better than six.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
I know I'm a dumb truck driver.
Unless you're playing golf.
Okay.
So, again, check out the website, mycffl.com. I can't say, well, the only thing that's going to be on there we're going to talk about is the Fantasy Girl.
Oh, yes.
All this other stuff is just, you know,
information.
Gravy on the poop pile that you need for your fantasy football knowledge. And I don't know. Well, we're going to get into that with the news and the free agent signings because I'm kind of angry.
For what?
Oh. Should we start?
Let's start.
You want to start with the news?
Yes.
All right, here we go. You're already pissing me off even more. We're going to get into an argument about Latavius Murray, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Let's start with the news first, though.
Yes.
We're going to start with Ezekiel Elliott.
What did he do now?
He just may have found himself in a little more trouble. Even though nothing ever seems to come from Elliott's troubles with the law, he sure seems to be breaking those laws quite often.
No, he didn't break a law, Dave.
He didn't?
Which one are we talking? Are we talking about
most recent one?
Are we talking the Justin Timberlake flash?
Yeah, the sexual assault.
But he didn't get charged for it.
Well, not yet, but they have a video. There's no way they can say he didn't do it.
I would agree.
Video showing him pulling down a woman's shirt, thus exposing her bare breasts.
But didn't Justin Timberlake do that?
But he did that twice. Yeah, but that was part of the show, and you didn't see anything because she had some huge, nicely placed little metal jewelry over whatever was there.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Of course, Elliott's rep came out with the defense stating that this was, quote, all in fun and the woman didn't even mind that it happened, unquote. Nothing to see here, not a thingy dingy.
Well, now, there was a dingy.
I watched the video. Did you watch the video?
Yes, I was going to ask you.
It didn't look like to me that she was all cool with this whole thing. Did it look like that to you?
She gave him a little dirty look.
Gave him a little dirty look and was like, oh, and covered her breast with her hand.
But did you notice something else on the video?
What's that? They were drinking?
I swear to God, he looked right at the camera and was like, oh, somebody's taping me. So
I'm going to do this.
I'm going to do this.
I'm going to sexually assault a woman.
Yes.
What is it with this guy? First, there's the accusations that he beat up his ex-girlfriend. right?
It's good to be rich.
Nothing ever came of that yet.
Right.
Even though they're still investigating, apparently.
Yeah, nothing's going to come of that.
I don't know how long it takes to investigate some of these things.
Jerry Jones will get that.
All brushed under the carpet. Then he was in a pot dispensary, and we were supposed to believe that he was just curious to what the pot store looked like inside.
Hey, I'm curious.
He never tried pot or had any intention of purchasing it.
Never inhaled.
And now this. Is something going to happen or is nothing going to happen? Is this just all pay no attention to the sports star?
I'm saying
he's got to kill somebody before something happens, like Aaron Hernandez?
I'm saying he's untouchable.
Oh, that's sad.
I totally agree with you. I think it's sad.
Next.
Okay.
From the stupid is a stupid does file.
Uh-oh.
Drew Brees. Do you hear this one?
No.
Drew Brees took to social media to lament the fact that his teammates are using social media to work out problems with other teammates. Hello, Kettle. Is it just me, or did Drew Brees just use social media to air the problems he is having with his teammates using social media to solve problems?
I totally agree with you. I also would say, is he getting to be like that old man on the porch saying, get off my
get off my grass. That's going to be me. You know that, right? Get off my grass. Oh, now, man. I heard this story and started laughing my ass off right away in astonishment. As you know, Joe Mixon.
Love him.
Running back from the University of Oklahoma. Wife or girlfriend beater.
Number one running back.
He's trying to get a new start in the NFL after being out of college for over a year as a result of him beating his girlfriend while in college.
Right.
I guess you can count retired wide receiver Steve Smith out as a guy who thinks Mixon should get a new start. Steve Smith.
Steve Smith Sr.?
Yes.
Okay.
Responded on Twitter, of course, after news came out that the Bengals were looking at bringing him in for a meeting prior to the draft. Smith wrote, "Wow. The Bengals would let the fool that jumped the White House fence play for them if he didn't get caught. Hashtag low standards."
We're talking about Steve Smith.
Steve Smith Sr.
Not the Steve Smith that played for the Giants, the one that played for Carolina
and Baltimore.
Okay.
Now, personally, I'm not a guy who would have Mixon on my board were I a GM drafting for a team. However, where does Steve Smith get off acting like the moral authority on player behavior? Wasn't it Steve Smith that got into 3 fist fights with teammates in his career?
Yes.
Now, I do kind of agree with him that, of course, it's the Bengals looking at problem players after Pac-Man Jones, Ray Mayuga, Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah.
And the list
just goes,
goes on.
Yep.
You really think Mixon is number one running back?
Not the number one pick running back.
You think he's going to be the best running back?
I think he's going to be the best running back.
And they're going to get him for a steal in like round 4 or 5.
I think 4 or 5. I've heard four is probably the highest.
That's sad.
They're saying he had the best combine and he never showed up to the combine. Well, he didn't.
He wasn't invited.
Wasn't invited. I'm sorry.
Wasn't invited, and he apparently rocked at his pro day, right?
Right. And Fournette, I think I ran a faster 40.
Well, Fournette, he's coming off an ankle injury. She'll be fine.
She'll be fine. Okay.
Right? Leonard Fournette is a stud. Stud.
So much of a stud, you're trading him away.
Well, if I make that deal, I'm hoping I can get one of the guys with my 3rd pick.
So, because I know how the listeners know this. I never know if you're telling the truth.
Always telling the truth. I never fib.
Is he your number one running back on the board?
Like I said, it depends where they go. It's either him or Dalvin Cook.
And like I said to you, or asked you yesterday.
Depends where they go.
Where does he have to go? Did you come up with a team name?
The Macon Bacon.
No.
Oh, you mean an NFL team.
An NFL team.
Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay, I would like to see him.
Then he'd be your number one pick.
He would be my number one pick.
Okay, how about, so?
Carolina, no.
Right, I know you're not a big Carolina fan.
Well, it has nothing to do with Carolina. It's just the parts that they already have in their puzzle would not make it advantageous for a Leonard Fournette on an offense.
Well, for the first few weeks, it would be.
Nope. Well, because Cam's going to miss some games, you think, with his
torn rate.
I mean, I have that coming up too.
Okay.
Shit. So no, Carolina, no.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Give me another team that.
Another team, Houston.
They don't need a running back. You're trading for the guy.
Lamar Miller.
Oh,
but she'd be old, boo.
Lamar Miller.
Oakland.
There'd be an interesting place.
Kansas City.
Okay, so let's put Dalvin Cook on.
Well, what are the first? I should have done a little research on this. What are the first top 10 picks? Because he's going to go in the top 10.
Well, Tampa Bay's got to be there.
Tampa Bay, Cleveland, no, they weren't. They won't take him.
No, I think they love Isaac.
Philly. If he went to Philly, he's on my team. Well, if I don't, unless I make a deal.
You could revoke the deal.
Well, we'll give him time.
Okay, so here we go. Tampa Bay drafts Dalvin Cook.
Yes. Dalvin Cook, yes.
Yeah. And Philly drafts.
Or Leonard.
And Philly, or vice versa on those two.
Okay. So you're saying Philly drafts Leonard.
Or vice versa.
Or Dalvin.
Those
two teams, I would take Dalvin Cook. I like Dalvin Cook a little better than Leonard Fournette only because of the injury.
So it doesn't matter. So Dalvin goes to Philly.
Philly or Tampa.
Or Tampa.
He's on the Megan Bacon.
He's on the Megan Bacon. I like him better than Leonard.
I'm worried about the ankle.
I'm worried that he just...
Fat?
Fat, and he kind of reminds me of a certain...
He's a monster, though.
Ex-Packer, maybe?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too. I'm not happy about that.
Yeah, you lost $10.
Time to go to another crime blotter story with a guy we discussed during our all-criminal team in the NFL. Want to guess? In the news recently.
In the news recently. Team?
Oakland Raiders.
Alden Smith.
Quarterback.
Oh, Todd Marinovich.
Todd Marinovich.
I just read this article a couple weeks ago.
Back in the news. He pled guilty to misdemeanor charges after he was seen trying to enter a stranger's home naked.
Naked.
The 47-year-old, 47, he is...
A year older than me.
2 years younger than me. Now...
I know I've seen you do this.
I'm old, but I can tell you, even at 47, I'm not doing this.
No.
47-year-old failed human entered guilty pleas to public nudity, trespassing, and yes, what's the final one?
I don't know.
Drug charges.
Oh. I thought he cleaned that all up.
Shit. He's been sentenced to 90 days in jail. And, of course, the judge is willing to stay that sentence should Marinovich complete a six-month outpatient rehab facility. Okay, remember that.
Yes.
Six-month outpatient rehab facility stay, all right? Now, are you stupid enough to believe that Todd Marinovich, who has been arrested countless number of times for drug-related charges, is going to, number one, be able to complete a rehab program that is outpatient?
No.
Or two, stay sober even if he does complete the program?
I don't think he can stay sober leaving jail.
I don't think he'd be sober going into the outpatient rehab. Authorities said a naked Marinovich tried to open a sliding glass door of an Irvine home last August. He allegedly left a bag containing, guess what? What drugs?
Meth.
Okay. Ding.
Ding.
Okay.
Pot.
Pot. And drug gear.
Oh.
Left his wallet.
So he left his glass pipe. And
his wallet and his driver's license on a nearby hiking trail. I have one question that is blatantly obvious after reading this article. How's a guy who's been arrested for drug charges as many times as Marinovich has been, how does he still allowed to have a driver's license?
Don't get me started.
Jesus.
That's amazing.
Want another crime blotter story?
Is this going to be the Alden Smith?
Nope.
Nope.
This is Baltimore Raven. Running back.
Running back.
Kenneth Booby Dixon.
That's right. I heard he got suspended for it.
He's going to be dropping in your fantasy draft value because he will be missing the first four games of his upcoming season due to a violation of the league's performance-enhancing drug policy.
But did he get busted? Because you said this is a crime blotter thing.
Well, or it's crime blotter if you're getting suspended, right? You had to do something wrong.
I suppose.
Crime might be a strong word.
I saw you just...
Broke the law.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Le'Veon Bell.
Love him.
You still have him on your team? Do you?
Yeah.
He remains an injury risk even in the offseason.
Unless Chet or Kevin are listening to this podcast right now.
On March 13th, recently,
okay,
Bell underwent surgery to repair...
Shoulder, right?
A core muscle injury.
We all have that core muscle problem.
I got a lot of stuff covering my core muscles, but this should give all fantasy owners out there some pause, seeing as how Bell has yet to complete a full season of football without a major injury. Frankly, I don't see this guy lasting more than 13 games any season that he remains in the league. Want to take that bet?
He has to play
14 games any season, and you win.
Not has to start.
Nope. Has to play.
Has to play.
Want that bet?
I'm thinking. Okay. I know it's not good for the show right now. We'll get back to it.
All right. We're at that time of the year when the NFL's competition committee makes it seem like their jobs are important by proposing new rules to make the game of football even more complex and harder to understand. So what is in it for this year? Number one, the committee has proposed shortening the overtime period during preseason and regular season to 10 minutes from the normal 15 minutes. I'm sure you're thinking,
why?
There has to be an amazingly well thought out reason for this, right?
It's the NFL.
The reason for changing it goes like this, according to the NFL. There's a real disadvantage for a team playing an entire 15-minute overtime period before having to turn around and play a Thursday night game the following week. Now, what is the obvious question that comes out of an idiotic reason like that?
I'll let you tell.
Straight on.
Get rid of the Thursday night game, right?
How many games in NFL history have gone for a full 15 minutes and then... How many of those teams involved in those 15-minute overtime games played a Thursday game the next week?
Oh, boy.
Right?
I mean, not very... What? How many ties did we have last year? Two? One.
Oh.
One tie? So that one went 15 minutes then, right?
No, there were two ties, right? Were there two, or was that the year before?
That might have been the year before.
Well, they took it upon themselves only to look at part of that question.
Okay.
There have been 83 regular season overtime games in the last 5 years. That means 83 games out of 2,560 games played over five seasons. Only 22 of those games, or 26.5%, included an overtime that lasted 10-plus minutes. Now, they didn't look into how many of those teams played Thursday night the week after.
Well, that would make too much sense.
Yeah. Only is this rule change not necessary. But the guys that suggested it should be voted off the competition committee because this is just foolishness.
Yeah.
Number two, the NFL is suggesting hiring full-time officials for 2017. How do you feel about that?
They've talked about this forever, and I don't think it's going to change anything.
Well, and apparently it's only going to start with the head referee on the team. It's going to start off being full-time. And then hopefully by 2022, it'll be the full complement of referees, including this year's second female official. Two women officials. Remember I thought there were two last year?
Yeah, and you were
apparently
wrong.
I was wrong. They're hiring a second one this year. Number three, the NFL is proposing a ban on leaping over the center during a field goal try in order to block the kick. Thoughts?
I love this rule.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, I love the... I don't like that play.
Okay, good. And finally, there's a proposal for an automatic suspension. They're listening to me.
And they're... Oh, just wait. The reason why I don't like this play?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like anybody in the Packers can...
can leap that high.
I'm just being honest.
Far too many cheese and whoppers being
eaten. Yeah, maybe.
Finally, there's a proposal because they've been listening to me over the last two seasons on my Christmas wish list. Automatic suspension for illegal hits, as well as the relaxing of regulations on celebrations. Now, from what I heard today, not only are they going to suspend players for illegal hits, they're also going to disqualify them from the game.
So, how long of a suspension? One game?
Oh, that I don't know. Oh. I don't know. They got to make these rules.
Well, if they do, what do you think?
I think it should be just like they do in college. If it happens before halftime, you miss the next game. If it happens after time, or you miss the rest of that game.
Right.
Okay, so you get kicked out. If it happens after halftime, you get kicked out for the rest of that game and the next week's game.
I like that.
Yep, that's what I would say.
Cool. And then what if you're a repeat offender?
Repeat offender, throw them in prison. Right?
Sure.
Like you do with all repeat offenders, unless you're in Wisconsin. If you watch NFL games and get as frustrated as I do when a team scores a touchdown, kicks the extra point, and then the network goes to a commercial break, only to come back, kick off the ball, and then go to another commercial break, the NFL has finally gotten a message from their fans.
That they're sick of that.
In their attempt to shorten the length of games, these so-called double-up commercial breaks are soon to be a thing of the past. These breaks happened 27% of the time on kickoffs last season. And I don't know if the proposed answer of fewer but longer commercial breaks is going to shorten the games, as the NFL hopes, since Goodell admits that the commercial breaks change, along with other standardized clock management changes, will only shave a maximum of 5 minutes of game time.
Wow.
Off the length of the game. But hey, I'm willing to try anything. And finally, here we go with yet another one of my pet peeves in pro sports.
Okay.
Just as we are getting close to the start of mini and training camps in football, what's happening?
What?
Cam Newton has decided to undergo surgery to repair a partially torn rotator cuff on his shoulder, an injury that happened during the season last year. Now, the Panthers are saying that he's going to be ready for the start of training camp. Oh. However, their head athletic trainer says that he will not even start throwing the ball until 16 weeks after the surgery, which would be mid-July.
Now, Dave, I know what kind of athlete you are. Right? And I know
masterful athlete.
And I know the shoulder injuries you've had.
Yes, sprained AC joint.
That's right. Do you think you can be ready by training camp in time?
Well, I would have been ready by training camp if, let's say, because when did this happen? Week 14? Let's say he plays till week 16 or 17.
Right.
Season's over. They didn't make the playoffs because they're horrible. You go and get surgery right away. He'd have been fine by now. Right?
Right.
He'd been ready to go. The team leader.
I got
to
think
the
that.
The dab man himself.
I got to think that's got to be at least a six-month
recovery?
Yeah.
Well, it's partially torn. It's not fully torn.
Oh. I'm sorry. I forgot. Not only are you the best athlete.
I'm a doctor.
You're a doctor, too.
Well, no. It's just what it said. Partially torn. Right. And they said that 16 weeks after, right? 16 weeks after surgery?
Okay.
Let me just go back to my stats.
I'm not doing math on this show. Yeah,
16 weeks after the surgery, mid-July.
Okay.
So what is it now? March? April, May, June, July. That's 4 months.
Okay.
Season was over for them, December. April, he'd have been ready to go. Coming up.
Yeah, I could see that, I guess.
Plus, that would have left him a little time if there was a mistake made in surgery, like they left a sponge in or something. Right?
Or like the commercial where the guy's got the telephone or the cell phone in his stomach. But I got two things that I wanted to ask you about.
Right.
I heard there's rumors that the NFL might have a I don't know what the word I'm looking for here, but they're going to start NFL games every 20 minutes instead of starting at noon and the 3:15.
Okay.
It's going to be game starts at noon.
Right.
And then around 12:20.
All right.
And then another game is going to start around.
Stupid.
You don't like that?
No. You can only watch one game at a time anyway.
Well, yeah, but you're going to have NFL going on until 10 o'clock at night from noon on.
I know NFL is like the thing, but there's too many games being played already. Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Play them all in one day, and you're going to be able to watch NFL.
No, but you won't.
Sure. I mean,
no. The rules state that networks can only show no more than two games on their channel, and they switch off every week. Well, CBS 1 week, Fox the next week.
Okay.
And if, because this is where New York gets screwed every time, if your home team plays at home, you only get one game.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
That's why Milwaukee fans of the Packers are so lucky, because we're not considered.
Oh.
Or the whole blackout thing also.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah. Well, not that Lambeau Field would never be sold out.
Right.
But
exactly.
So, you ready for some free agent moves?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go.
How many hours?
You are not the only person in this league that has three guys in the top 10. And you're assuming Le'Veon Bell's going to play.
Why wouldn't he play?
Because he's hurt.
Oh, my God.
Again. Let's start with our favorite team, the Green Bay Packers.
Let's.
So.
We've done nothing.
Let's see. How do I put this? We are a team in need of what?
Everything. Anything in running.
Mainly?
Defense.
Okay. So it's before any of our teams, our players left. We are in need of defense, right?
I would say.
So you're Ted Thompson, the beady-eyed beast. What are the first two players you're going to sign?
Oh, I would say two tight ends.
Well, there you go. You can be the general manager. Two tight ends. And in turn, they lost an amazing offensive lineman.
Yep.
And the only running back they had on their roster. But we got two tight ends. And they lost Jared Cook, the other tight end that we had. So one of those tight ends, Martellus Bennett, basically replaced Jared Cook. And the other guy, I doubt he's going to make the team.
Oh, I totally disagree with you.
Martellus Bennett, the one-year wonder for every team he has played with, will get a chance in Green Bay. Lance Kendricks, the former Wisconsin Badger tight end,
love him,
will also make his way to Green Bay. You like these moves, huh?
Well, I don't like them. I'd much rather have a stud linebacker.
I'm going to tell you, Martellus Bennett is a cancer.
I'm not going to deny that.
I mean, he'll be fine for this year. I was talking with Justin, Roswell Violators.
Uh-oh.
He said, you know, he's good for the first year, and then after that he starts thinking he's Aaron Rodgers and wants all kinds of money and becomes a cancer.
Well, look what he did with New England last year. He played well
when it mattered, yep.
Yep. But he had a couple quiet nights.
Well, he was hurt.
No, but he also played and didn't do jack either.
Now, you mentioned to me, I believe, or was it I that mentioned it, that this move makes sense for Mike McCarthy, who likes playing with two tight ends?
Yes.
So that's probably the only plus out of that?
I'm hoping it opens up more room for Jordy Nelson on the outside.
And Randall Cobb, who I have?
No.
No?
No.
The other sad thing that not only because I have three things that make me angry about this.
The tight ends or the?
The next move, the Eddie Lacy move. Now, we've had this discussion before. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah, that he's too fat to play.
No. This has to do with me.
Oh.
And what always happens to me.
Okay.
When I buy a jersey.
That you get it too small?
No. Whenever I buy a jersey of a Green Bay Packer player, they always end up either being traded or leaving in free agency the next year. I had a John Jerkovic jersey.
Yep.
Left, went to play for Chicago. The Jaguars.
Oh, Jaguars, that's right. Yeah,
Jaguars. And then Chicago, right?
Yep.
I had a, who was one of the dreaded corners? Not the guy from Philly.
Al Harris? Oh, no.
The other one.
Craig Newsome. No.
No. Oh, hell.
Oh.
Al Harris and
Buckley?
Blah, blah, blah. Whatever his name was. 34. Anyways, I had his jersey. Left. Left the team.
Doug Evans.
No.
Damn.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Anyways, had his jersey, left the team. Bought an Eddie Lacy jersey, I think. Oh, I finally have one where the guy's going to be around. Gone.
Gone.
So my Eddie Lacy jersey and I'll have to get rid of.
Did you get a JerMichael Finley one?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No. No. So that's one thing that just annoys the crap out of me. Then you have, I made a bet, a rainbow bet, with Henry and Chris, saying that Eddie Lacy, they said that Eddie Lacy would never play another down with the Packers.
Yep.
And I said, there's no way that he's going to, he's their man. The man, he's the only good running back we have.
So you basically bet.
And lost $10.
You bet with your heart instead of your head.
No, I thought they were stupid to make that bet. Not stupid. I thought they were foolish to make that bet. I mean, did you honestly think Eddie Lacy would be gone?
When they first made the bet, I did.
Because you stayed out of it.
I stayed quiet.
It surprised me. And I thought, okay, I'm fine because Dan thinks I'm right.
But then later on, then a few weeks later, I'm like, I should jump in on that.
Yeah, you did.
But
I was going to let you in. Thank God you didn't do it.
Oh.
Ends up being a one-year prove-it contract worth $5.5 million. $3 million of that guaranteed that Eddie Lacy signed with the Seahawks. When questioned about his weight, Lacy weighed 267 pounds for his free agent visit to Seattle. Head coach Pete Carroll said, I want him big. Wants him to be Marshawn Lynch type. According to me, astounding to me, is the fact that Lacy was the first free agent running back off the board, leading the likes of Adrian Peterson, Latavius Murray, and Jamal Charles floundering.
Right.
And Eddie Lacy, the first one gone. Murray visited with and signed with Minnesota. Jamal Charles visited Seattle even after Lacy was signed.
Yeah, like the day after, right?
Yep. Which leaves for the Packers, Ty Montgomery is the only running back on the Packer roster.
No.
Until today, yesterday.
Yes.
When they re-signed, for God knows why, Christine Michael.
Is it Christine, or are we going to get this down? Is it Christine, or is it Kristen?
It's spelled like Christine.
Okay.
You think it's Kristen?
It
doesn't matter.
It seems so much better than Christine.
I cannot imagine. Packers will not spend a second, maybe a high third-round draft pick on a running back.
They're getting my guy.
They're not going to draft Joe Mixon. They already have their cancer on the team already. Martellus Bennett, Christine Michael.
Joe Mixon would look so nice.
Yeah, beating up women in Green Bay, because what else is there to do? Remember,
drink.
Remember who was the guy that was beating up girls in the club? Murphy.
That Mark Murphy was not.
Not Mark Murphy, the different guy.
You're bald thinking guy. Mossy Cade.
Mossy Cade. Murphy, Cade, same thing.
No. We're going to need our lawyers on this one.
Because here's what's available for him in the draft. First round grade, Alvin Kamara from Tennessee. Fluid. An explosive back with pass-catching ability. Third-round grade, Deontay Freeman from Texas. Similar to Lacy in regards to their scouting combine report cards. I can see the Packers taking a chance on him. Same chance he did when they drafted Lacy.
Wow.
fifth-round grade, James Conner from Pittsburgh. Worry about him that I have is that he missed a full season at Pittsburgh with cancer. He came back for his final year after playing cancer. And I don't know if he's going to be able to handle pro-level type beating.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Sixth-round grade, Matt Days from North Carolina. Not explosive, but listed as a complete back with strength and determination to get tough yardage. He can catch the ball as well, and that's a plus in the Packer system. Do you think, other than Christine Michael, Ted Thompson's going to bring in a running back during the offseason?
No, but I could see a guy like Rashad Jennings coming in Green Bay.
You still think that, don't you?
It just seems like a Ted Thompson
type thing.
Well, I want you to
bring him in, and if he doesn't make it, no big loss.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
What do you think of Adrian Peterson?
I wouldn't mind Adrian Peterson. Give him a chance.
Okay.
I mean, it can't be any worse than Christine Michael.
But here's my point to that.
Right.
What's wrong with Joe Mixon, then?
Well, there's a difference
between beating a woman and beating a child.
I'm going to sound horrible, and this might get us some emails. As much as it was a douchebag move on Adrian Peterson's part, that's not typically his moral character type thing. Like, he was never listed as kind of a douchebag Steve Smith type guy.
No,
right?
But Adrian Peterson went months standing behind what he did.
As saying there was, it was, did you ever get, you don't have to answer this, you can answer it to yourself. Your parents ever hit you with a stick?
Stick, no.
A paddle?
No.
I remember quite vividly.
You got the wooden spoon, right?
No. Oh. My dad had a piece of oak molding about 2.5 feet long.
Okay.
On top of the refrigerator.
Specifically for your ass.
We had three boys in health.
And you guys were angels.
We screwed up a lot. And he would sit on dining room table by the dining room table, turn the chair around, face the living room. He would sit in that chair, and he would tap that oak molding on his hand. And we would all be standing in line, blubbering like little girls, because we knew. And he goes, I'll sit here all day. Get up here. Lay across his lap, crack, crack, crack on the ass. And we still screwed up.
Yeah, but
that was called.
Was your ass bleeding, though?
No.
Okay.
No. But he enjoyed it.
But these kids.
Because I caught him smiling one time. But I rest in peace, Dad. Love you. But I'm just telling you, he may have gone a little too far.
Right.
But this whole idea that parents aren't allowed to discipline their kids anymore is a little out of hand.
And I'm just saying, all I'm saying is, what's the difference between Adrian Peterson and Joe Mixon? Or let's say Tyreek Hill.
Because I think the difference is Tyreek Hill, Joe Mixon, seem to come across as guys that have a history of doing this kind of thing.
But what about Dan Wilkinson or Wilkerson?
He should be in jail.
But he wasn't. He played.
I understand he wasn't.
I'm just saying, why can't a guy like Joe Mixon at least get a second chance? I mean, Adrian Peterson gets a second chance.
He should get a second chance. I'm just saying I wouldn't draft him. I'm saying we have enough history.
But we can have a guy like Adrian Peterson.
We have enough history on Adrian Peterson to know that, okay, this isn't the normal thing.
And I hope people out there aren't thinking I'm saying
it's okay to club your girlfriend
or with what Adrian Peterson did to his child.
Right.
I'm just saying
it's not like he made him go get the switch. Go to a tree and pick out your switch.
That's even worse.
Like, oh, which one looks softest?
But I'm just saying, why can't you give a guy? I mean, and then if he screws up, he's gone.
Like Ray Lewis.
Right,
Ray Rice. I mean,
but why? I mean, if Tyreek Hill can play for Kansas City, a guy like Andy Reid,
yeah,
why can't a guy like Joe Mixon play for Mike McCarthy?
Because I think the Packers have, I think they know the situation they're in with being in Green Bay, that there isn't a lot of place to hide bad actors, bad character guys.
Kansas City's
bigger than Milwaukee or Green Bay.
Well, yeah, I know it's bigger in Green Bay, but
there's a lot more things to keep the youngsters that play the NFL.
I agree. I'm just saying, though, why can't you give the guy a chance?
You give him a chance, not with Green Bay. Why?
I just don't get it. Why? I mean, what makes Green Bay the
we
holy,
are
holy are, you know?
We are America's team. We need to project America's team values. Yeah, you're trying to think of a bad egg on our team, aren't you?
Well, I hate to throw a rumor out there, but wasn't Clay Matthews involved with something in the Dells with
what, helping a woman who was drowning?
No.
No.
Wasn't there a Packer that did something inappropriate in the Dells?
Recently?
No. Oh, I'm talking like when Clay Matthews was like a rookie or his.
Was this the cornerback that we had?
Yeah, yeah.
That was when he was with New Orleans. You're talking about the guy that raped people?
No. Okay, let's move on because I'm not going to convince you why a guy like Joe Mixon.
You don't tarnish the green and gold with a Joe Mixon.
Oh my God, who hasn't tarnished the green and gold? What makes us?
You come up with a name. You come up with a name.
What makes
us? We had Reggie White.
We had James Jones.
James Jones.
We've had
fine.
Mossy Cade.
Mossy Cade. We got rid of after the whole Attic West thing.
Okay.
Eagles have made a quarterback move by bringing back Nick Foles. And to make room for him, they have released Chase Daniel. Stud. Not a free agent move, however. The Patriots have traded for Brandon Cooks from the Saints. They sent their number 32 pick in this year's draft and a third-round pick to New Orleans for Cooks and the Saints' fourth-round pick.
So how does that make you feel?
Well, kind of annoys me when you hear about the other offers that were out there for him.
Right.
Titans offered the number 5 overall pick and a third-round choice for Brandon Cooks.
But does it annoy you that you just would rather have Brandon Cooks with
No, because I have a Brandon Cooks. Well, I don't mind him on the Patriots.
That's why I asked. Oh.
I don't mind him on the Patriots.
Do you like him better with Marcus Mariota?
No, this has nothing to do with the Marcus Mariota. I'm just thinking that I'm trying to figure out what New Orleans is doing because they had better offers out there. Eagles reportedly offered Malcolm Jenkins in a 3rd and 4th round pick. But now, aren't the Saints trying to get Malcolm Butler from the Patriots?
Yes.
And for what, a 4th round pick?
No, I thought it was
something better. 3rd. It was a 3rd.
The Saints? I thought they wanted a 1st round pick.
They're insane. The best part of the story is that one of the Giants' defensive players was crying that he thought the deal was unfair and heavily weighted towards the Patriots. He was so upset, did you hear about this, that he tried to complete the same deal on Madden 2017, and the deal was rejected by the game. So there you go, the deal must be unfair. Failed Vikings receiver Cordero Patterson signed a free agent contract with the Raiders. You like that?
No, I could care less about Cordero Patterson.
You couldn't care less.
Couldn't, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Chicago Bears have agreed to terms with Kendall Wright,
I like
wide
that
receiver
one.
From Tennessee.
I'm a big Wright fan.
Wide receiver Deshaun Jackson signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think that's huge.
That's a big deal. Running back, like I mentioned before, Latavius Murray, meeting with the Jaguars, but he signed with the Minnesota Vikings. That's bad for the Raiders.
What?
They don't have a run. They're like the same thing the Packers are now.
Yeah, but they have two young studs.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're
any good.
Any good, but they seem they got a lot of potential.
Yeah. Patriots have signed another white guy to carry the ball for them. They brought in free agent running back Rex Burkhead.
Yeah, why?
Just waiting for Black Lives Matter to start boycotting the Patriots headquarters and the training camp.
I'm just wondering, why does New England need,
why do they need?
They have James, he's the same type of player as James White, yeah. And Deion Lewis.
Right. But now does that mean LeGarrette Blount's done? Gone?
I hope not.
All right. Well, Cleveland Browns continue to improve their horrible to adequate as they signed wide receiver Kenny Britt, 4-year, $32.5 million deal, $17 million guaranteed.
I like Britt.
Do you?
I like what Cleveland's I like what Cleveland's been doing.
They just need a quarterback now.
I mean, their offense line might rank right up there with Dallas's offense line.
Think so?
Oh.
Duke Johnson might be the man this year?
Duke or Isaiah Crowell.
Mm. Wide receiver 10 Gidd has a new home. New Orleans Saints, 3-year, $11 million deal. Quite a huge step backwards from Brandon Cooks, right?
I would say a huge step. And DeSean Jackson.
And with trade talks for Kirk Cousins apparently off, it looks like the signing of Brian Hoyer to a 2-year, $12 million contract will assure Brian Hoyer of the starting job in San Francisco. Since they're not going to trade for Kirk Cousins that we know of.
You don't think they'll draft one of the rookies?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be ready for play right away, do you?
No.
In order to help out Hoyer or whomever they put in a single caller on offense, 49ers have also brought in Pierre Garçon from Washington Redskins.
That poor son of a bitch.
He'll be receiving, wait till you hear this. Guess how much he's getting? $47.5 million.
Okay, so he's not poor. But
over 5 years. $17.5 million then guaranteed. So does this prove that guys aren't really playing for a ring? Just money?
Just money, definitely.
Ring is added bonus?
Well, and I'm going to really make people really think worse about me than they already do. But Kenny Britt and Lance Kendricks are on a TV show, a reality show.
Oh, yeah?
And Britt just talked about how he wants to stay in L.A. and
now he's gone. Well, that brings up a great segue to my final point. The guy that so badly, for some reason, escapes me to this day, wanted to stay in Cleveland.
Oh, tired.
Had a come-to-Jesus meeting with himself and signed a free agent deal with the Washington Redskins. Terrell Pryor, $6 million for 1-year deal. And signing with Washington.
And you don't like him.
I don't want him. Well, no.
Really?
No. 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 Horrible mechanics.
I'm shocked you... Here's two names you didn't bring up, but I'm shocked. I thought you were going to bring them up. Alshon Jeffries, or Jeffrey with...
His career's done. Where'd he go?
Philadelphia.
Oh. Maybe not done. Not as good as he could have been.
You don't think...
Better than the Bears.
You don't think Wentz is going to...
No, I still don't believe in Wentz. He showed his true Wentz self the end of last year.
I'm expecting big things.
White Kaepernick without the afro. Do you think Kaepernick's going to get anywhere?
I talked to you about that the other day. I'm tempted to say... He's burned too many bridges.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think the only place he can go is back where he came from in San Francisco.
Reno?
Yeah.
Oh, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Somebody was saying, because you hear that Jim Harbaugh was saying that, he can still win a championship. Somebody was saying, in fact, it was Colin Cowherd.
Oh, God.
Saying that, if he thinks he can win a championship, they should... try and get him another year of eligibility and make Jim Harbaugh coach him in Michigan.
There you go. So what's your opinion?
I think he's done.
You think he's done?
Would you take a chance with him if you ran a team?
No, and that's what I got to believe.
Because now he said that this year he's going to stand during the national anthem. So apparently something happened. Trump's making America great again. That's why.
I think he wants to make sure he gets paid.
You know what? You don't get paid as much when you douche it up and sit down during the national anthem.
Exactly.
That 2.5 minute thing, I can stick with that.
So now let's bring up the thing we just talked about before we started this podcast.
Okay.
Still believe Johnny Manziel's done.
I still believe Johnny Manziel's done. I think the whole thing that came out today with him talking to Sean Payton, because that happened apparently during the Super Bowl, and now it's first coming out now. I don't buy it.
Okay.
They're saying that Sean Payton might bring him in as the heir apparent to Drew Brees. What, because he's short too? Like, who's to say Sean Payton's going to be there?
I agree. I don't think
he's when Drew Brees is done.
I'm the only thing I'm changing my mind on is I think he's going to get a chance.
You do?
I don't think he's going to be able.
He's got more to prove than Kaepernick does.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, Kaepernick sat down for a national anthem, and I wouldn't sign him. You got a guy who beat up his girlfriend twice.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Drinking problem how many times? Drug problem how many times?
How many times? Just his whole life.
In Vegas, the day before.
Was he around?
Well, no, but he was in Vegas a day before a game in which he was being held out for a concussion.
Right.
Partying. There's no way.
I just wasn't sure if you were partying with him in Vegas.
No. But, speaking partying, I had a brush with greatness today. I was photographing today.
Ooh.
We were doing a maternity e-com thing. And I was photographing the wife of a football player. Seattle Seahawks. Wide receiver.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sierra.
No. No. Oh. No. Jermaine Kearse.
Huh.
His wife.
Was Jermaine there too?
No. He'd be practicing.
Nothing.
She was there. Very nice woman.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Beautiful.
Jermaine's doing well.
Very well. He very well. She was gorgeous. In fact, she'll be there tomorrow too, so hopefully she'll hear this. And
there you go.
So there you go. So you ready? Speaking of gorgeous.
Is she gonna be in our little
Maybe not today.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll see if I can find anything how famous she is.
Maybe you can talk to her tomorrow and ask her, would you mind being our fantasy girl of the week?
We do this little thing. Don't listen to yesterday's. No, she's beautiful. She's very nice. We high-fived after each shot.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've had some
brushes with greatness.
A lot.
Speaking of hot women, it's that time. You got your bell ready?
I got my bell ready.
We're going to have to figure out a way if you can see these pictures.
Just turn the...
All right, it's time to get into the club. And we're in the club. Dan's got his little iPad.
Drinking a little Jack and Coke.
Looking up the girl. Our fantasy girl for the week. It's been a while. We've had the same one up there for a long time. Time to make a change. You can check her out on the website, mycffl.com. Mycffl.com, right on the fantasy girl tab. Her name this week, Bianca Balti. She was born March 19th, 1984, which makes her...
I love to do math on me.
33?
Wow.
33.
That's like...
I know. She's like an old lady.
For
AARP
you.
Coming up. Bianca Balti is an Italian fashion model, most recently known for her amazing work in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue for 2017 and previously in Playboy magazine.
Ooh.
She was born in Lodi, Italy. I hope I said that right. Lodi. Bianca got her start with modeling while in university. I love how in Europe they call it not going to college, they call it in university, where she was studying web and graphic design. I was very naughty, Bianca said.
Ooh, naughty.
That's the reason I didn't go very much to the university, because I was partying with my friends more than going to the university. When I found this job as a model, my mom was so relieved, unquote. She was married to an Italian photographer with whom she has a daughter, Matilde. The couple broke up in 2010, and in April 2015, she gave birth to her second daughter with her new husband, Matthew McRae. Bianca is 5'9". Okay?
Yep.
Brown-haired, blue-eyed Italian beauty. She wears a size 6 dress, weighs 126 pounds.
5'9", 126.
Her measurements are, with bra size,
I think I have to go 35B.
34C.
Oh, shit.
Waist?
Okay. Oh, boy. 24.
23, you get a ding.
A light one.
And her hips.
35.
34. 34C,
23, 34. She's a size 6 dress.
Yeah.
Well, she's got to be a little hippie.
I'm saying they're Italian.
Okay.
They just don't shave. That's all. Bianca Balti, your fantasy girl of the week. You impressed?
I'm impressed that she's over 30.
Well, I think I did the math right? 84? 84 to 94, 94 to 2004, 2004 to 2014, that's 30. And it's 2017?
Wow.
33.
I'm sure the listeners are just way disappointed. It's been a while, guys. I've been out of this.
You haven't made your daughter come up with one yet?
No, not yet.
So that's it for this week, everyone. Another exciting episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
I feel like I did as bad as you did.
Why?
When you try to guess.
Well, you were closer than I was. I was way off. You at least got dings. Jeez. As always, you got questions, comments, concerns, especially about my comments regarding, parenting decisions when it comes to...
And my comments about Joe Mixon. I'm here to defend.
CFFpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at...
Strap1971@yahoo.com.
Check out the website, mycffl.com. We'll be back again in a week or two as we get closer and closer to the NFL draft. We will start advertising for our draft party like we always do.
That's right.
And we will do a little mock draft, a little idea of where we think
Mr. Fournette and...
Yeah, those guys will go, all the offensive fantasy football relevant players. Right?
Right on.
Until next time, be good. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.